I've been able to relate to all the guys, whether they're drunk or not. I just accept them as a person.
Mm-hmm.
If I need help, I ask them, and they're more than happy to help. This is the problem that I'll be having now. I was going to stick around for the weekend, but I'm going to Los Angeles instead. This relates back to the film, you know, and how the film has to take a message, you know, to the Indians outside of the Bay Area, you know, and to the non-Indians. But I would like to see this film done by an Indian film crew. And I'm just going to see if I can recruit these guys myself. Because these guys, I know they can do it. Like Joe Bill, the guy might jive all the time, but he's pretty shrewd, you know. And I'm going to get Joe Bill, I'm going to get a guy named White Fox. I'm going to get this other guy named John Jimenez, who's from Southern California. They're just starting. I mean, they might have their petty grievances and all this, you know, but underneath all that, I know they want to do it.
Yeah.
And they just have to be reassured.
Well, these guys you named, I can see how they are.
Yeah, like John's.
Our impression that those guys were, you know, fine, these guys are...
White Fox, we don't know yet, but we've got a message.
You'll meet him out there tomorrow. But
he's got a sleeping bag we're supposed to borrow.
these guys have a feel for it. You know, they're very angry.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of peace, you know.
Wanna go home?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I want to say. Yeah, I just want to say, all right, you guys, you know, I know he can do it.
What kind of songs are you going to use? What tribes?
It'll be different kinds of recordings. It'll be all different kinds.
From where? I mean, where are you going to get these recordings? Are you recording yourself?
No, these are the recordings that we'll use are, I recorded some for the palace at Heaven Hell. And some of the recordings, the good recordings have been from an album called the American Indian Songs Collection that was put out by, I guess, Out of Taos, you know.
Oh, you mean your brothers?
I have a huge album. It's a set of three records.
Indian House?
Right, I think it's called. Well, I'm not sure whether it's that, but they sell it at one of the record shops down here. My boss had the album, and I recorded some, you know. I'd take a whole bunch of stuff and take that out to the island where the kids use it,
out there,
you know. But they're a combination of mostly Plains Indians,
yeah.
You know. And there's some Navajo and some Pueblo. Hoping.
Yeah, those have to be Tongue.
But they're the most decent recordings I've heard. And perhaps if other recordings should be used, you know, we should hustle and get it together.
Not to put you down or anything, but do you know the kind of songs that, like, say, are representative of certain tribes, Yogan songs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have Navajo,
this is when
you have Navajo singing, right?
Right.
And you have very good groups, you have the top groups,
uh-huh.
And you have the mediocre groups, and the other groups in between.
Uh-huh.
Are you proficient enough to say that, you know, okay, this Kyle song is a good recording, it's a good song?
That would depend on what the Kiowa people feel, I'm sure. We'll contact Kiowa people.
No,
find out what they think is most representative of their group.
Well,
you know, some Kiowa people.
Depends on who you contact.
Yeah, that depends on
sure.
But like,
sure.
What I'm asking is, you yourself, would you know what would be a good song to pick from a certain tribe? You know?
I certainly wouldn't know, except, you know, what
I... Do you have anybody in mind that can do this?
I probably would have to contact traditional Indians on the reservation. I probably would have to contact traditional Indians on a reservation. They would certainly know.
Well, are you going to be in LA this weekend?
Uh-huh.
So you won't be there?
He left, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, the deal, what I'm getting at is you need good songs and good quality recordings in order
exactly.
to put it across.
Okay, yeah, what I'm
and
saying
And I'm not saying that the good, you know, the tribal,
uh-huh.
somebody from a certain tribe,
uh-huh.
he knows the songs, but his knowledge of technology, all the technology involved in recording, you know, because he's a layman, is a lot less sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
Than
see,
somebody that's done this
see,
before and
right,
knows what he's doing.
A lot, right, dig it. A lot of these recordings that I've run across, I've checked them out, you know. The best one I've got is that record. You know, it's a set of three records and an album.
You know an album?
You're right. Yeah. A whole collection of them.
Hmm.
I mean, these are the best songs I've ever heard.
You don't have
in terms
album.
Of quality. I mean, it's stereo, you know.
Yeah, they're not.
I mean, when you speak of quality, I mean, all that can be taken care of with the kinds of equipment we have at the lab. The quality
sound,
you know. I mean, if you want to go deeper than that, you know, I mean, if that isn't any good, we're just going to have to find some way or another to record.
That's what I mean.
You know,
if
better
you're
songs.
You're going to do this, you might as well do it right, you know.
Exactly.
You should have the best equipment, the best media available
mm-hmm.
to do it with, you know.
I dig that, yeah. It's very, you know,
and this
with
is
all
really,
that, with
this
all
really
that.
This ticks me off on all these things like, say, these education labs are putting out certain methods of teaching, like second English speakers, you know, and the stuff they use, like the visual media they use, is so bad, you know, like you see pictures of a little kid, and you can't tell whether it's a boy or a girl, or you see pictures of a dog, you know, he has a body of a horse or something like that, you know, stuff like that. I just can't see how. How with all this money they have such bad.
I dig it. You know, that's my critique about research laboratories all over the nation. What they're doing now in educational development and research is educational methods and research that should have been done 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's establishment.
If
we
want to
see changes, we've got to start doing it.
Hmm.
Like now, what I'm doing now. I mean, I want to do it apart from the laboratory. They're putting the bread into it. But I'm going to do the editing of everything. Of course, I'm not going to be the only one that's going to be doing it. I'm going to get White Fox and these guys to help me. I mean, because, you know, it's why make it a personal thing if other guys are willing to do it,
mm-hmm.
willing to do it and share it.
It's also, when you have a common pool like that, you get more knowledge
certainly.
Into it, you know, and you get different views and such.
This is the problem
can be more
having,
beneficial.
This is the problem I'm having. I have to contact Jelnik tomorrow and discuss this. I don't know what they've discussed with this guy who wants to do the documentary. He's 25 years old, from Georgia. He wants to do a documentary. He might have the technical knowledge of how it's going to be put together. But we need the Indian eyes
mm-hmm.
to see what's happening out there. Technique of filmmaking is another thing. I mean, it's just very simple, you know, just show these guys how to operate a camera, which is very simple. All they need is technical assistance and they can do their own thing, no problem. so many possibilities going on.
But if you can do them right, man, that'd be really great. Put it across.
I know. With these research laboratories, think tanks, I call them. I split from the lab at noon every day because I just can't stand the atmosphere.
You know what it is? My opinion of those labs are, you have these sociologists, PhDs in various other fields concerning humans, you know, human, what do you call it, human sciences. And they have some idea.
Would you like to hear some of the gibberish I get? Gibberish, I call it gibberish. It is, I
think. Yeah, I see that. I see you get the same, you have some of the same things,
you know,
as I do.
You get a whole program outline, rationale.
Yes, and
you
they
know?
Have to put it across, and this is...
And it's written in a five-page booklet, how to touch a person, be able to relate, you know?
Yeah, and for this guy, he gets $30,000 a year.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he gets an appointment to some great center of learning where he's now the authority on his certain field, you know, which he wrote one booklet about.
If it weren't for that project I was working on, I don't think I'd be able to. Of course, the pay's good, too.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know.
Pay's good, you know, but... As soon as I get this project together, I'm splitting.
Well, I hope you do a good thing on that. You do it well. And, like, do you have any problems on the singing aspects? I know someone who can help you on that. Lisa, pretty good on that. Any kind of music, just about.
That'd be groovy.
You got equipment to go out and...
I wish I had. I didn't have my tapes here either.
Really about the best
here
in the world.
Here at the office.
In terms of taping Indian music. Just absolutely everything has to be perfect.
Yeah, he's got to be long.
It won't be taped.
You know, like Indians could give a damn about like hearing cracks, you know, and all these other sounds. But he's got to have that fidelity, you know, and it's a bandit thing.
Yet, you know, but recording studios.
But he doesn't use a recording studio. You know, he does it out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And
like he'll
even if the Indians, the singers,
mm-hmm.
are in a bad mood or he senses that they're in a bad mood,
mm-hmm.
he waits till they're in the perfect mood. He'll be there a month just to do harder
mm-hmm.
for them.
That's beautiful, yeah.
It's
all like, you know, I'm working with this guy named Phil Green now over at KQED. It's a nonprofit educational television station. He's doing a documentary on the Navajo, and I'm working with him on that. He'll be using some of my footage for ending the film and the Alcatraz thing. But I've seen a lot of the footage that he filmed on the reservation in Riffle. It's really very good. Really very good. I'm gonna ask if he can act as an advisor to the Indian film crew.
Yeah, that's the kind of people you
need. Yeah, an advisor.
This is one thing. I think we're
misusing
nowadays. You know, we have very good people that are interested in Indians that know Indians, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, because they have lived, you know,
I know.
And all this stuff.
See,
and they know what the hell to think and all this. And in many cases, rather than asking the advice of these people because we're so goddamn aloof, you know, we say, oh, well, you're a white man, or you're...